Live from the Tyler Perry Studios in Atlanta, I'm Ricky Bevington, broadcasting here ahead of the fifth Democratic presidential debate. 10 Democrats take the stage here tonight, starting at 9 p.m. on MSNBC. And we're going to hear now from the woman who represents Georgia Democrats, Nikema Williams, chair of the Democratic Party of Georgia. Welcome, Nikema.
Thank you, Ricky.
Senator Williams. Excuse me. You are a senator. You represent parts of Atlanta.
Right here. This is my district.
You're literally sitting in your district, Union City, South Fulton. So it's a pleasure to have you joining me. We actually have some breaking news. We have learned that President Trump has backed Representative Doug Collins to be Georgia's next. Am I breaking news?
So someone mentioned it a second ago, and I have not heard anything about it.
Okay.
But
well,
this
let me
is
fill
welcome
you in.
News.
Okay, so let me fill you in. We are seeing our AJC colleagues, Greg Bluestein, broke the news that we're seeing that Donald Trump has said that he wants Georgia's next senator to be Representative Doug Collins, a Republican. Now, for our audience who doesn't know the context here, Johnny Isakson will be resigning at the end of December due to health issues. So Georgia Governor Brian Kemp will be appointing a senator to fill out Johnny Isakson's term. That person would have to run to keep the seat in November of 2020. Brian Kemp opened up an application process. There's 500 names or more of people who want to become Georgia senator. And we're hearing, our sources are saying that that Brian Kemp's office was not ready for this Trump announcement, and they're still determining how to respond. So I was going to ask you all sorts of things about how the Democrats are going to respond, but I'm breaking this news to you. But what are your first reactions?
I think more Republicans should step up and be independent thinkers and jump into this race. I want as many Republicans as possible to run for this seat, Ricky.
Well, but this isn't about running. This is about Brian Kemp being pressured by the president to appoint a certain person that the president wants. But Brian Kemp would like to, ideally, I would imagine, I can't speak for the governor, have 500 people to select from. What kind of position is Brian Kemp in right now?
Well, right now, Brian Kemp has shown us that he's been following Donald Trump. This is Donald Trump's Republican Party. And so it'll be interesting to see if he is an independent thinker on this or if he falls in line with the president as he's been doing so far.
Well, let me ask you this. When are we going to hear more Democratic names bidding for Isakson's seat?
So there are a number of people that are considering right now, but we weren't in a rush for people to jump out and get into the race. And so we heard what the Republicans were going to decide to do. So I think we have a little more time than they had. So we have some time to make sure that we are putting our strongest candidate forward so that we have the best chance to come out of the jungle primary.
I actually want to talk about Senator Isakson, since we're on this topic. It was an emotional scene yesterday in Washington. Members of Georgia's congressional delegation honored outgoing Republican Senator Johnny Isakson. He has been in office since 2005. He was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease in 2015, and he spoke on the House floor, Democratic Congressman John Lewis of Atlanta spoke on the House floor praising Isakson for his integrity and his ability to work across the aisle. And here's Lewis.
You have been very good to the people of the state of Georgia, and I'm lucky enough and just blessed really to call you a friend and a brother.
After speaking, Lewis went over to Isakson and gave him a hug. Members of the U.S. Senate will honor Isakson next month when he gives his farewell speech. And I see that you're still processing this news, Nikema Williams, chair of the Georgia Democratic Party of Georgia. So feel free to continue to tell me your reactions as you do have them. But what kind of Democratic candidate could win either of the Senate seats that are open in Georgia?
I think what we saw in 2018 was that Democrats can run bold and unapologetically on our values that we stand for as a party. We don't have to pretend to be someone that we're not. If there is a choice between someone who is pretending to be a Republican but running as a Democrat, then Republicans will just choose the Republican candidate. So I think Stacey Abrams showed us that it's okay to be out loud and on purpose about who you are, live our Democratic values, and we are looking for a candidate who, in our primary process for the Purdue seat, there's going to be a strong candidate that comes out of that race that our primary electorate is going to choose, and I don't see the Isakson seat being very different.
What do you mean? Are you referencing anything particular, Republican running as a Democrat?
So there's a lot of times in not so distant past where we have a lot of candidates who have thought that they needed to change who they are to appeal to a certain part of the electorate that's not our core base. And Stacey Abrams showed us that that's absolutely not what you have to do. And the electorate wants authenticity. So if that's who you are, then be who you are. But don't pretend to be someone that you're not, thinking that that's going to win over the electorate. It's okay to be who you are on both sides of the aisle, even with Donald Trump. People, well, I would venture to say that he's not the most authentic person because you don't know who you're going to get. But people want authenticity.
Speaking of authenticity, there are 10 different personalities on the debate stage tonight.
Yes.
So Georgia Democrats are going to be looking to all of these people to potentially speak to them and potentially for them. What, you speaking for Georgia Democrats, what are Georgians looking for tonight?
So we have been front and center on the voter suppression issue, and how are we going to fix this moving forward? Georgia was the poster child for everything that could have happened that went wrong. The Democratic Party of Georgia is engaged in two different lawsuits right now around ballot access, around absentee ballots, and the way that names appear on the ballot. So there's a number of things that I'm looking to hear from. But I would also venture to say it's not just what they're saying on the debate stage. I've talked to individual candidates throughout the week as they've been here, and I've encouraged them and told them that I will be at their campaign grand opening when they open their first office here, because that's going to tell me who's serious about winning Georgia voters over.
Voter suppression is obviously a conversation we're having here in Georgia, but we're hearing more nationally about gun control, about immigration, about health care. Do you think that that voter suppression argument will really speak to a national television audience tonight?
I think it will, because until we get that right, and there's multiple pieces to that. So we have to deal with the fair and free access to the ballot, and we have to deal with outside influence on our elections. And so that is all encompassed into one. And until we deal with that, all of the other issues we can't address properly, because we don't know if we're going to have the right decision makers at the table. So I feel like that is the core and foundation of all of the other issues that we care about within the Democratic Party.
You have a tough job speaking for Georgia Democrats. Very diverse group.
Very diverse.
A lot of the candidates are spending their time at HBCUs in the city, but there are a lot of rural Democrats. What's the...
And we have HBCUs in rural Georgia.
How do you really bridge that? How do you represent both rural and urban Democrats?
So, Ricky, I grew up on a farm in rural Alabama, and I get it. I understand what it's like to live on a farm in a place where we didn't even get cable access. My husband teases me all the time because we didn't even get, like, GPB. We didn't, because we had no, like, we just didn't get a satellite signal. And so I know what it's like to live in that rural town. And I was on the first thing down I-20 after college to move to Atlanta. And so I love raising my son. I have a 4-year-old son, raising him right here in the heart of Atlanta, but I'm not disconnected from my rural roots. And so I have been all over the state, as far north as Whitfield County, as far south as Lowndes County, and everywhere in between. I got 2 speeding tickets one Saturday going down to Swainsboro to talk to Democrats down there. So I've been all over the state, and I, as the chairwoman, am not willing to cede any part of the state, because every vote is important, and I'm going to fight for every one of the votes in the state.
Well, I'm sorry you didn't get GPB, but thank you so much for joining me. State Senator Nikema Williams is chair of the Democratic Party of Georgia. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you, Ricky.